You're listening to Lunar Hiccups Audio. The following is intended for adult audiences only. Hey, Daddy. Are you still up? Oh. Am I interrupting something? What do you mean, what am I doing here? It's like 3 a.m. and I woke up and I wanted to get a glass of water. And when I was walking by your room, I thought I heard some, like, sloshing noises, and you were like mumbling or talking in your sleep or something. Are you trying to hide something? Daddy, what are you hiding? Oh my God. Daddy. You're naked. And your cock is like really hard. And what is that next to you? No, you don't need to be embarrassed, Daddy. I mean, Mom's gone for the week, and a man like you has needs. I get it. Were you watching porn on your phone? Hey, why are you trying to hide it from me? Let me see. Gimme. Got it. Calm down. I'm just curious what you like to jerk it to. Is it big titties? Maybe melts? Of course I know what your passcode is, silly. You've been dating my mom for years. You don't think I would have figured it out by now? Of course it's something boring and obvious. Now, let me unlock your screen. Oh, that's weird. This is a Facebook album. This is from that trip me and all my college friends took to the beach. Wow. Daddy. I didn't think you were that into Ashlyn and Lexi. Don't try to deny it, Daddy. I just caught you in 4K using a cockstroker while perving on a pic of me and my friends in bikinis. Oh, don't feel guilty. My friends and I are some real babes. I get it. And I mean, these are some pretty spicy photos. These bikinis are barely there. Okay. I think I've embarrassed you enough. I'll make it up to you. Take your phone back. Keep the pictures open. What do you mean, what am I doing? Well, I feel kind of bad that I interrupted your little session. So, I'm gonna help you out. Hand me that bottle of lube. Okay. Now, what do I do? Just pour it in the stroker? I'm getting good and nice and sloppy. It's so warm from when you were using it. It feels just like a real pussy. Just relax, Daddy. Just let me your tip inside the opening. There we go. Now I can stroke you nice and good. Daddy, it's okay, it's not like I'm really even doing anything. We aren't even touching each other. I'm just using your stroker on you. I'm helping my daddy relax. There's nothing really wrong with that, right, Daddy? Just relax, Daddy. Just let your body relax. The only stiffness you should be feeling is your cock getting stroked. Yeah. Just let your cock get stroked. Open up that phone again, Daddy. Look at that picture of Ashlyn. Me and Lexi. What do you think of Ashlyn, Daddy? Do you think she's pretty? Do you like her big titties? Every party we go to doesn't take more than a drink or two, and she's on her knees for the first cock sees. Why don't I invite her over for dinner one night? Have a little wine, put on a movie after. I'll pretend that I'm just so sleepy. I'll go to bed, and I'll turn the heat down. She'll get a little chilly and offer you to share the blanket. the closer you two get, the less she'll be able to resist the heat of your manly body. Knowing her, it won't be long before she slips a hand under the blanket to explore the front of your pants and feel your heart. You don't even need to say a word, Daddy. Just place your hand on the back of her head and lead her down to your crotch. She'll know what to do, and she'll have your pants down and your cock slip between her lips. Barely a sound. That's a great way to watch a movie, isn't it, Daddy? Your hand on the back of her pretty head, guiding her mouth up and down, up and down, up and down. Making her stop just before you explode into her mouth. She'll strip off her panties and straddle you, and you turn her around and you tell her to bend over so you can still see the TV, knowing she's just a little fuck doll for you to play with while you watch the movie. If you tell her that, it's gonna turn her on so much, Daddy. She'll be sopping wet when you enter her tight little snatch. Tell her it's your job to make you come before the credits roll, and she'll get to work like a good slut, bouncing her ass on you. Her pussy squeezing and milking your cock as it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Her soft meals of pleasure. She tries not to moan too loud. Feeling her pussy flood as she comes around your cock. And then when you've had your fill, you can start bucking up into her. And she'll have to cover her mouth to stifle her screams. She can't help but be afraid that I'd wake up, go downstairs, and see her riding my mom's boyfriend's cock. Seeing you fucking her stupid slutty cunt until you grunt. And your cock shoots all your hot cum inside her. Yeah. That's what you wanna do, don't you, Daddy? Fuck her cunt like you're fucking the stroker. In and out and in and out until you shoot your daddy load all inside, until your balls are drained and empty. But not yet, Daddy, not yet. Because what about Lexi, Daddy? The girl on the other side of me in the photo? Isn't she a cute little thing? Was she the girl you were looking at while you were stroking off? It's okay, Daddy. You can admit it. Guys love how petite she is. Type of girl you can just really throw around. She's not very slutty, though. She's more of a nice, proper girl. But I could still get her to fuck you, though, Daddy. If that's what you want. See? I know a few things about her. Like, she has some real daddy issues. Like, you wouldn't believe, Daddy. And her apartment is not in a great state. Her shit is always breaking. What if I offer it to you, Daddy? Because I know just how handy you are. You could come over to her place, fix her pipes, fix her washer and dryer. She would love you. You would be her own personal hero. And maybe I'd hint a thing or two to her earlier. You know, tell her you and Mom aren't getting along. That you weren't getting certain needs fulfilled. And that maybe you had a little crush on her. Because another thing I know about her, even though she hates fixing appliances, she's always trying to fix men. Always feeling the urge to mold herself, to be whatever they need. Now that she owes you so much, you, of course, would say that it's no problem at all. That she doesn't need to give you so much as a penny, because you're such a good daddy. Knowing her, she would feel the need to figure out some way of paying you back. She'd insist that you shower at her place so you wouldn't have to drive home all dirty from all the work you did while she throws your clothes in the newly fixed washer. She won't take no for an answer. And as you'd feel the water splash onto your skin, you'd feel her enter the shower behind you. Before you can protest, her arms slide around you to reach for your cock. She'll stroke you and tell you what a good man you are. How she wishes the men in her life were half as good as you. And that she has no way to pay you back but this. And as you turn to face her, she's already on her knees, ready for you to stick your cock in her mouth. You close your eyes and you let the steamy water caress your body while her hot mouth wraps around your cock, her tongue exploring the underside of your shaft, while the back of her throat squeezes around the tip. You feel your orgasm building, but right before you come, she stops. She stands up, turns around, and bends over, bracing herself against the wall while you enter her from behind. Look at her picture, Daddy. Can you imagine her pretty face contorted in pleasure while you plow into her in the shower? Those tits of hers swinging back and forth. Every thrust. Do you want to come inside her, Daddy? Pump your creamy load into her willing pussy. Oh, I know you want to come, don't you? You must be so close. So why don't you let go or come while looking at her picture? She must be the one you want to come to, isn't she? Isn't she, Daddy? Isn't she, She's not. But if it wasn't Lexi you were looking at, and it wasn't Ashlyn either, who are you looking at in this picture? Who are you thinking naughty thoughts about? While you stroked her cock in bed. If it's neither of them, there must be. Oh. Daddy. Were you looking at me? Oh my. Daddy. That is just so naughty of you. You can't hide it, Daddy. I can see it on your face. I guess it all makes sense now. After all, it was my profile you were looking through. That is so dirty of you, Daddy. Staring at bikini pictures of your girlfriend's daughter while you touch yourself. It would be so wrong if we had sex, Daddy. You're gonna be my stepdad one day, and stepdads shouldn't fuck their stepdaughters. But there's nothing wrong with playing pretend, right, Daddy? And I'm just holding the stroker for you, just moving it up and down on your cock for you. We're not even touching, really. So it doesn't count, right? Imagining is so much fun, isn't it, Daddy? Look at this picture of me and tell me what you think about my body. What turns you on so much about me? Is it my lips, do you think about them wrapped sucking and hovering until spit is dripping down my chin? Or is it my breasts? Do you imagine me holding them together? While you thrust your cock in between them, making them all slick and sticky until you shoot your cum all over my chest? Or is it my pussy that you're dreaming of? Hot and wet and tight. Ready to be filled with Daddy's sloppy cream. Would you fuck me gently, give me kisses on my soft skin and my neck. Down to my breasts, on my thighs, in between my legs. Would you tell me that I'm such a good girl? While you spread my legs and thrust your Fuck me really rough, Daddy. Bend me over. Pin my arms behind my back. Tell me with your big heart, Daddy Cock is for punishing little sluts like me. While you plunge your cock into my slick, sloppy cunt. Oh my God. Daddy, I'm so wet just thinking about it. My pussy is so soaked right now. Do you wanna see? Let me turn around and shadow your chest so my butt is right in front of your face. Don't worry, Daddy. I can stroke your cock from this position. Oh. Now, pull my PJs down over my ass. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. No. I'm not wearing any panties tonight. So you have a perfect view of my steaming hot dripping cunt. Hey! No touching, Daddy. Touching would be so wrong. You shouldn't be touching your soon-to-be stepdaughter's pussy. But there's nothing wrong with looking. Imagining what it would be like to stick your cock inside. That's what you want to do, don't you? Staring at these puffy, soft, bare pussy lips. Little strands of wetness dripping down. Can you smell it too, Daddy? Fresh and sweet and fertile. Imagine plunging your cock deep inside. My pussy would milk your cock so well. Just like how I'm milking your cock with your stroker right now. Oh my God. I can't help it, Daddy. I'm rocking my hips on your chest. I need to be filled so badly, Daddy. But it would be so wrong if you touched me. Huh? You have something? What do you? In the nightstand? Oh. It's a vibrator. You bought matching sex toys with Mom? But she never wanted to use it. Well, I mean, I'm using the stroker on you, then I guess it's only fair that you use that on me, right? Yeah, Daddy. Yeah, Daddy. I want you to use it on me so bad. Close my eyes and I'll pretend. Pretend it's really your cock entering me. Thing Serious about the stuff I said. About having sex for real. Maybe. Maybe it was just the heat of the moment. Maybe it was just dirty talk. Or maybe. This audio is brought to you by Lunar Hiccups, made possible by listeners like you.